Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Slacker and Steve.
I guess today we're going to test the boundaries between girl code and human decency.
Okay, wait a second. They're mutual.
They can't always exist together. Okay. You know that guy. Sometimes when you're doing guy code,
yeah,
you're being cruel to other humans on the planet.
Well,
Vanessa.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
I need some help.
Okay, how can we help?
So I have a best friend. I mean, she's like my best friend since elementary school. So I've known her my whole life. Her name's Angela.
Okay.
And I mean, she's always been extraordinarily pretty. Like, even as a kid, like, people would just stop and look at her because she's just striking. And, you know, she's always caught the attention of lots of men now that we're grown up. So she likes to date around. She's not really into settling down with any one guy in particular. And that's kind of where the problem comes in.
Okay.
So she's currently dating a few guys, like her usual thing. And one of them, his name is Paul. I've gotten to know pretty well over the past couple of months because he, you know, joins her sometimes when we're all going out and we've talked a bit. And it could not be more obvious. He is like completely head over heels in love with her. Like, I mean, it's adorable, but heartbreaking because she's not there with him or with anyone. Like, she's not going to be ready for that, maybe ever, who knows.
She's Steve.
You know,
she's she's on the catch and release program.
You're right.
She doesn't want anything permanent.
Yep.
Exactly. And you know how you can just tell by the way someone acts around the person they're in love with. I mean, the way he talks about her, he's just falling so hard. And I mean, like I said, I know him a little, and he's such a nice guy. And I'm really torn because I think he would be completely crushed to find out that Angela doesn't see their relationship as seriously as he obviously does.
So are you're not really entertaining the idea of telling him.
Because that goes against the...
That's girl code and best friends for life code. I mean,
yeah.
You're in deep with this girl.
But I know. And I know that she's a grown up who can make her own decisions. And he's a grown up and he's falling into these... Can you call it a decision when you're falling in love? I don't know if that really applies all the time. But
right.
It's really hard to see her treat a guy who's such a great guy this way. And by the way, I'm spoken for, so this is not about me being attracted to him.
Are you sure?
That was going to be my next question.
I was going to ask that. I knew that would come up.
Well, it feels like if you want to protect him
right.
over your friendship, there is there's something that's giving him power over you. Don't you think?
Or it's just she sees that he's a really good guy and doesn't want the good ones to get messed up by someone being kind of selfish.
No, I think she wants to do him.
No, come on. I mean, I'm not attracted to him. I just think he's a good guy.
Right.
It can be separate.
It can be.
Separate thoughts.
Rarely is, but it can be. Okay.
So have you asked her or told her, like, hey, Paul's a good dude. Maybe don't crush him? This time?
I mean, I did say to her, like, when Paul wasn't there, that would be cool to say in front of him, but I was like, wow, like, Angela, it's obvious, like, Paul is falling really hard for you. And she just, like, laughed it off, and she was like, yeah, that happened, you know, my life, like, yeah.
Can I ask Steve a question real quick?
What?
Do you, when you sense, because I've, in the time that I've known you, I've seen it happen. Because you say it up front. You always say, I don't want anything permanent.
This is
temporary, whatever. What do you do when you, because it's happened almost every time, they start to be like, I'm going to be the one. What do you do? Like, how do you start to kick them up? Or do you just turn into a jerk?
That's kind of, you're heading down the right road there, buddy. That's what you and I both find ways to get them to get rid of us.
Right.
And I'll start down that road, and things may chill out for a while, and I'll just, you know, hang with it. But then eventually down the road,
once they start falling for you,
then I pull away.
But you can sense it.
Yes. Yes.
Why can't her friend Angela sense this dude? Or is she just so, you're not usually dating five people at a time.
Not. And she's up here. They've got her on a pedestal. Even Vanessa's got her on a pedestal up here. And she's not going to, she doesn't have to worry about anyone's feelings in this whole situation.
She doesn't.
Right. None whatsoever. They're going to give her what she wants.
She's a vampire.
Yes.
I was going to say she needs to just talk to her and be like, this is not cool. But then she risks Angela just feeling attacked and judged. And then she just won't tell her anymore.
Right.
Or won't bring the men around because she's like, well, I'm going to do this anyways.
Yeah.
It's none of your I don't know.
If you're a true friend, should you support them regardless of what they're doing?
Even good or bad, if they're doing icky.
No,
if they're
doing bad stuff, you tell your, a good friend tells a friend that, like, they're not being the best person they should be.
How do you even start that conversation?
I
mean, do I start it like, hey, like, you know, I would want you to tell me if I'm doing something that seems like uncool. Just like as a person, right?
No.
Do I start it like that, or is that too obvious? Too obvious.
Because so many friendships, when we really get right down to it, like, we're really great friends or whatever, but you don't want to hear the bad stuff from them. We have these friendships. I mean, we all have that friend who's got to be the one who tells you, man, you're being a total D. But most of our friendships are like, I want it to be positive. I want it just to be positive energy. Don't tell me I look fat. Don't, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
don't confront me about my demons. I know what they are.
Just keep it on a nice,
even keel.
What Aber was saying, you got to confront. You confront your friend. I don't agree with what you're doing in your behavior. And the friend goes, well, I'm going to continue to do it. And as my friend, you have to back me.
Yeah.
So you can go
or bounce.
Right. It's up to you to go. Yeah.
So if you want to continue to be friends with her, I mean, this is what we do, and we do this every time. Like, we're taking it too far. Her friend might just be like, oh, my God, am I really? But probably not.
Yeah.
Because, like, that's why I was asking you the question.
Yeah.
There's no way Angela's unaware this dude's falling. There's no way. And she is with, like, it's like first-degree homicide of his soul.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Because she knows he's falling. She knows she has no intention of falling through, and she's doing it anyway to feed her own ego.
Because you're right. I
think she likes it. It makes her feel attractive and powerful or whatever.
Yeah,
like,
power,
right? Like, all the men falling at her feet. Like,
she has hand. She has
okay,
hand.
Well, then get rid of Paul and find a new one. Like, get a new roster going. But don't crush this good guy.
Because there's so few of them out there.
But Vanessa, you have to mind your own business on this one.
They've been friends their entire life. I'm assuming they're probably closer to sisters. Mm-hmm. Like, if you can't have those conversations with the people that you're the absolute closest with, who can you?
And you know what? These Pauls are going to be coming and going all the time. So Paul's a big boy. He'll be
Paul, if you're listening, you're getting duped. Vanessa, hang on. We're going to get you some advice. Don't move. I'm torn between the two of you. Mind your own business and be your real, real, real friends. Your friends since childhood should be able to look at you and go, look, not judging your lifestyle. You can do that all day long. But this guy's going to get hurt.
Yeah.
Don't do it. Like, don't do it on this one. Do it on Vinny and do it on like whatever, not Paul. Paul gets to be, let's save Paul.
But then she's going to be ostracized as a friend. She's out of the loop. She's out of the circle. She's out of the...
The thing that drives me nuts is there are a ton of Steves out there.
Yes.
Like, male versions of Angela. Find those guys.
Yep.
There's...
Okay.
Catch and release all you want.
Why are you picking on this one who actually wants something?
A relation, yeah.
All right. How does Vanessa tell Angela to not break this dude's heart? Let's find out. Megan?
Yay.
Yay. What do you think?
Has the beautiful friend made it clear to these men at the very beginning that she is not exclusive with anybody?
I doubt that.
Yeah. Didn't sound like it.
Yeah.
If she has, then there's no problem.
Right.
And you should really assume that you are not exclusive with somebody unless you've had the girlfriend talk. If she hasn't had that talk with anybody, she is open to do whatever she wants. If she's leading him on completely, then her friend should say something, maybe set her down, put in Celine Dion all by myself and say, you know, girl, this could be you're having fun right now, but this could be you in 20 years.
I love using the Celine Dion like visual when they're like,
You got it.
Yeah.
You got it.
But you're right. She can do it. She's not.
If she was up front.
Yeah.
She's been up front. I imagine she hasn't said, I'm looking for a husband. I imagine she hasn't said, I'm only dating you.
But there is sort of a dating contract. If we've been going out for a few months, I kind of assume you're not.
You should. Then that's on you for assuming.
Really?
You can't do that anymore. Yes. Not with apps and everything. Absolutely. People are meeting people all the time. You can never assume.
Yes. Yeah.
So you have to, nothing sucks more for a man than when a woman says, we need to talk. And you have to do that now. You have to sit down and go, can we talk about our relationship status? You literally have to say that.
Yeah.
You just have to say, hey, I really like you and I'm interested in pursuing something exclusive. Are you on the same page with me or do you need more time? Is that really that hard?
Meg is the mature one.
You shouldn't be listening to us. Right. Find something more intelligent. Thank you for the call, Megan.
Wow.
Hope.
Yay.
What do you think?
Well, I kind of think she should just mind her own business.
Yeah.
What?
Only because, I mean, maybe they have some agreement. I mean, she's clearly sleeping with a couple other people, so it's not just him, you know?
I just love that there's always the assumption like, oh, no, she's not cheating. She's in an open marriage. More often than not, she is cheating and just saying, she's in an open marriage.
Right.
You know? Mm-hmm. So. But you.
Unless it's the agreement. Unless they're just, I guess, messing around, you know? I don't know how else to explain it.
All I'm saying is Paul seems like, I don't even know this Paul guy, but I want to take him out for a beer tonight and go, but he's falling for her. And you have to, it's not fair that he's got emotions and she's just got genitals. It's not.
No, but her and her friend have known each other so long, I think she should kind of butt out and let her do it.
Yeah.
If it comes down to that.
All right.
He says something or.
Thank you for the call. I'm very sad for Paul. Is all I'm saying. Felina?
Yes.
What do you think?
I think that she just needs to keep it real with her friend and tell her the truth. It might be brutal, but tell your best friend the truth. That's your best friend.
Exactly.
And I think she should totally hook up with this Paul dude because sounds like he's a great guy.
She said she was taken, but as long as we all have no morals left on this show, let's get it done.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly. Auto Parts.